Chapter 13. Friday, the 28th of November. "I'm going to tidy my room to get it ready," I said. My family was so stupid. They thought that I had completely changed my mind in a few weeks, from not wanting marriage at all to being happy about it now. They liked me again, but it was only because I was doing what they wanted. They were not interested in me, the person that I was. Punjabi weddings are usually 3 days long, with the main ceremony on the last day. Today was the first day of the wedding. It was still early, but the house was already full as family members began to arrive. They all congratulated me and told me that I was being a good son and making my dad very happy. My tidying was actually packing my things into black bags and taking them to Addie's place. I told my family that I was throwing away my old stuff before I got married, and they completely believed me. That evening was the first of the parties. Each one was the same, with the men getting drunk in one room, while the women sat together talking in another one. I was going upstairs when Ranjit called me from the living room. "Oi, wedding boy, where are you going? Come and have a beer." "No, I'm a bit tired. I'll come tomorrow." I was definitely not going to have a drink with them. Instead, I took a walk to Addie's house to discuss the cheat. Saturday, the 29th of November. I woke up feeling tired on the Saturday morning. Addie and I had drunk quite a lot of alcohol the night before. I got out of bed and opened the curtains. It was sunny and bright outside, but when I opened the window, I got hit by cold air. I got my cigarettes and lit one. There were a few family members in the garden, but they couldn't see me. I didn't care anymore anyway. It was the start of another long day. At midday, I was watching TV in the living room when my dad walked in with red eyes from drinking so much the night before. "Manjeet, have you bought your suit yet?" he asked. "I bought it, but it's still in the shop," I lied. I planned to buy a suit, but a cheap one, because I wanted to save Dad's money for when I rented my own flat.
"When are you going to get it?" he asked.
"In about an hour from now," I replied.
"Do you need some more money?"
he asked. I wanted to say yes, but for some reason said no. My dad shook his head and smiled.
"Today you can have anything that you want. How much?"
"No, no, honest, I don't need any more money," I said.
"Don't be silly, Manjeet. This is for your life."
Well, as soon as he said that, something inside me changed. This was my life. None of this was for me. I had never asked him to arrange a marriage for me. I was trying to stay calm, but my face was going red. He didn't notice, probably because he was still drunk from the night before. He took some money from his pocket and counted about £1,000 on the table in front of me. "No, it's too much," I said.
"Take it, Manjeet. I won't ask you again," he said. "Anything that you don't spend, you can put in the bank. A married man needs to have money."
I nodded and took the money. Yes, it was going into the bank, but for my new life as a free man. My dad took me and gave me a hug so strong that I could hardly breathe.
"I know things have been wrong between us, but haven't I made you a real man?" he asked.
He was crying. I tried to look away, but I couldn't. I started crying too, not because I felt sad or guilty, but because of everything that he had done to me. and I knew then that I was never coming back. Sunday, the 30th of November. I got woken up at 5:30 on the morning of my 17th birthday. We needed to leave at about 9 o'clock to go to the wedding in a city called Derby. Most of the guests would come on a private bus. It was a tradition in Punjabi families for all the family to travel to the wedding with the boy, to the city where the girl lives. I got into the car, and soon we were on the motorway. This is when I told Ranjit that I needed to use the toilet. He wasn't very happy about it. "Okay, but hurry. If we're late, we'll make Dad look bad in front of all the guests," he said. "You know how much he cares about his reputation." There was a toilet near the motorway, so he stopped the car there. I got out of the car and went inside. Someone had written the words "Woo-ha" on the toilet door, and someone in the next toilet coughed twice. We got to the Sikh temple in Derby at about 10:30. As I got out of the car, my dad swore and told us to go to where everyone was already waiting. Ekbal was there, and he looked at my suit. "Your suit looks wrong. It doesn't fit at the back," he said. "Leave it, Eki. It's fine," I replied. There were three smaller ceremonies that we had to do outside with the family. Then we could go inside the temple. When the ceremonies were done, I turned to my dad. "I need to go to the toilet again," I said to him.
"Again?"
he replied. "I'll be quick," I said. He told me to hurry. I walked into the temple and asked someone where the toilets were. He told me that they were at the back of the building. I walked through until I found the exit at the other end. I pushed the door, but it was locked. I pushed harder, but it still didn't move. It was nearly 11. There was no time. So I ran at the door and hit it hard with my body, and wham! The door was open, and I was free. I ran down the street behind the temple and looked around. Where was Addy? As I ran, I pulled off my wedding suit and threw it behind me. I had my normal clothes on under it. A white car drove up from behind and stopped in front of me. Then the door opened. I walked towards the car and Addy was behind the wheel.
"Your taxi, sir," he said, laughing.
"Where were you?" I shouted.
"Relax, I'm here, aren't I? Happy birthday!"
As I shut the door, he drove off down the road.
"Woo-ha!"
he shouted.